my desi people, and welcome to Bali Talk with Why Mini Designs, a podcast where we talk about anything and everything, you know it, Bollywood. Today I am here with Cheryl.
Hi.
And we're going to talk about some Bollywood flop movies, and we're going to discuss why it was a flop, who was in it, and yeah, and some of them were actually good. So first of all, we're gonna start off with talking about, I'm gonna list a few Bollywood movies that were flopped according to Google. First one is Rawan. Have you seen Rawan?
Yeah, I did see that. It was like moving Krish 3 to Rawan. So that was another part of the thing.
Yeah,
I think the storyline was a bit good, but they could have, I mean, the soundtrack was also really good.
Yeah.
But they could have done a bit more work on it, I guess. At some point of time, I mean, the storyline was a bit good. It could have been an average hit movie.
Yeah, like a superstar one.
Yeah, but I think involving superheroes into Bollywood, it only worked for Krish or the Jadu one.
Do you remember the one that Akshay Kumar and Rajinikanth made?
Oh, Robo 2.
Yeah, have you seen it? I haven't even seen it. I saw the trailer and I was like, no, thank you.
I think it's just a waste of your time, because at the end of the day, you're gonna be like, why did I watch this film? Because I went to watch it in cinema and it was a total waste of money. Robo 2. I was like, why did I even come and watch this movie? I mean, it had a good lesson to that movie, right? It was about pollution, how it affects and Mother Earth and
so
stuff.
Like Flying Jet.
Kinda. Yeah, that is one another superhero movie that should never have a sequel or a prequel. But I think Robo 2 had like a good lesson in it. Yeah. But with the way they did Akshay Kumar's makeup, the VFX, the plot line went huge. But I guess it was just putting a lot of money in a movie that was not going to work out.
And wasn't Aishwarya Rai in it?
I think so. Aishwarya Rai was in it. Yeah.
I haven't even seen the movie, but I saw this trailer and there was a popular song. I don't know what song it was. But yeah, I think she was Rajinikanth's love interest.
Oh, that was in Robo 1. So there was Robo 1 and then there was Robo 2.
Oh,
so it was like, and then Robo 1 had like Rajinikanth's clone version.
Oh.
Yeah, so the Robo actually ended up falling in love with Aishwarya Rai, which was basically Rajinikanth's girlfriend. And it got a, I mean, Robo 1 was actually a good one.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was not way too hyped like Robo 2, and Robo 2 ended up being a disaster.
Yeah. Did you know, going back to Rawan, did you know that that movie, they spent like 102 crores making it? I don't know how much that is. They spent a lot of money making that movie. Must have gone towards Akon and like the effects. But it was a major flop.
Yeah. I guess the only good part was the song Dildara and
Chambak Chalo. And then what's the other one? Criminal.
Oh, yeah. Make that pretty pop.
Pretty much anything that Akon was part of, that was the only hit in the movie.
Yeah, true. I mean, I think it just could have done a bit better if it had, I don't know, if they involved a bit of more way into the storyline and not bringing superhero things in.
Yeah.
Like, it was more into gaming and stuff, you know. And Arjun Rampal actually looked good in it. Yeah, Arjun Rampal was a villain in it. By the end of the movie, you were like, who's the villain? Is it Shah Rukh Khan? Is it like, who's the actual villain? Is it the Chinese guy that was his friend? I was like, wait, who's the villain over here?
Because he died, then the actual Rawan. Because I only watched the movie once.
Yeah. It had good comedy line, though.
Mm.
Good comedy line with
Kareena and
bouncing. Yeah, and then the fighting scenes and stuff. But I think they could have done a bit more better, yeah.
Another movie is Thugs of Hindustan.
I haven't seen it.
Fun fact, I went to the cinemas to watch this one.
That was like me, Robo 2. You're doing Thugs of Hindustan.
I went. I honestly can't remember it.
They thugged you with the money.
Yeah, I did.
Because I think they made the thing huge with, Amitabh is coming in the movie with Aamir Khan, Katrina Kaif, and I think Nora was there as well. I'm not sure.
No, it was Fatima.
Oh, it was Fatima, yeah, who's basically, I think, Amir Khan's now girlfriend. Wow.
Which I'll talk about that in another podcast.
But then I guess the song Suraiya was, I think, good.
Yeah, that was the only hit.
And then I haven't watched the movie because when I saw the trailer, I was like, are they bringing cheap Johnny Depp into it? Like,
that's
Pirates
true,
of Caribbean.
Yeah, that's true. It was, I don't know, I can't remember if it was similar. It was Fatima taking a revenge, and yes, Amir Khan did kind of act like Johnny
Pirate,
Depp, whereas he was the one that was helping.
I think Soraya was his lady.
Yeah.
Katrina was, yeah.
Katrina was just there for the dance, and then she was there at the end to help portray the revenge thing by doing another dance.
Oh.
So she was just there for the dance.
That's another thing to talk about.
In every movie, she's just there for the dance.
Well, I think, when you told me all Thugs of Hindustan, you know, I actually, like, before coming here, I was like, oh, let me Google what the movie was about, because I haven't seen it. I'm like, oh, is it supposed to be? Like, should I watch it or no? But then I was like, yeah.
Don't waste your time.
Nah, don't waste your time, Cheryl.
Yeah, the only thing about... See, I think... Wait, before I say anything, do you like the movie Kalank?
Yeah, I did went to watch it in cinema, and I cried at the end. I don't know for what reason, but I cried. It was like bringing all the big major superstars in the movie. One thing I was sad about, they didn't make Madhuri dance.
They did.
On the first song, that was when
Dharmoni Pardesia.
Yeah, I was like waiting. Come on, Madhuri! Come on, Madhuri! Do it! I was like, oh, she's not dancing. She's not dancing.
See, I didn't like the movie.
Yeah.
But I think that the reason for that, I don't know if it, I think it was a flop as well.
I mean,
I don't know if it was a flop, but I don't think it did as
well,
good as
too well.
As good as they expected. Which what I think one of the reasons was they advertised it too much.
With making Sanju Baba is coming, making a comeback. Madhuri is making a comeback, and Alia Bhatt
is there.
And
all these superstars are together.
And then they made a huge thing with Aditya Roy Kapoor's six pack.
Yeah,
showcasing his six packs. I know he's good looking, but you can't promote your film with
his
six packs.
This is his first scene with his like new body.
And then they killed Sonakshi Sinha. That was a sad part. I was like, she didn't deserve that.
They killed her off in 10 minutes. I think that's where I was trying to link it to. Thugs of Hindustan and Kalank. That's what they both did. How like it was advertised so much. Keep this big superstars are together. But then the outcome wasn't as great as we expected.
I think few movies have
done
that.
Yeah.
Few movies. Yeah. Like, if you name it. I mean, before I think it
was... Oh my god, like Humshackles.
Oh, don't even talk
about Humshackles. And then,
Great Grand Musti, I think.
Stopped watching the Musti
like,
series.
Musti, first part.
It was so good. It was
so
good. Oh my
like,
god.
So good. And then they made it all...
It got dirtier and dirtier and dirtier.
And I was like, I can't watch this kind of films with my family at all. I mean, it's supposed to be comedy, not some... I don't know. Like, I can't even say that.
Especially, like, people like Ritesh Deshmukh and Aftab Shivdasani.
And who was the other guy?
Vivek wasn't
the
first
one. Vivek. To be very honest, Vivek is actually a good actor.
Oh my god, yeah, he's so underrated.
Oh, I loved his Satya movie. And I loved his... like some of the other movies.
My favorite movie of his is Kyun Ho Gaya Na.
Oh, and then I watched his movie Prince, which I keep on watching. That
it's good.
It's really good. I think that I think that comes into the conversation later on. But yeah, you gotta watch Prince, guys. If you haven't watched Prince, just go and watch Prince. I swear to God, that's like
there
a good story.
There was this one song that went really popular.
The Prince ke Ha Tere Liye.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a number one song, like number one song. I think it's still trending. Like if you give me the time, like Tere Liye.
Another movie that's so surprisingly a flop. No, I'm kidding. It's not surprising. Love Story 2050.
Oh, I saw that movie.
Did you like it?
I actually like kind of love the teddy bear. That's the only good thing.
What's his name? Boo.
Well, yes, it
Boo.
Is Boo. The
but
only thing.
I actually do like Love Story 2050.
I feel like got more recognition, I guess.
I feel like that's those are the type of movies you can always go back.
It's like a comfort movie.
I don't know, yeah.
To be very honest, like when I was Choti Larki. When the movie came out, I don't know which year in that like movie came out, but I used to like every weekend like used to binge watch that movie just because of the teddy bear. And I think
the concept was nice
as well. Like it showed a bit of like into going to the future, like how it can be, is it possible, yes, like is time machine impossible or possible. And then the time machine started coming in in every movie, like Action Replay.
Yeah.
I just watched that movie like again.
A few weeks ago.
I think last night, before last night, I was having dinner. I was like, okay, let's watch Action Replay. So they brought Time Machine again there. But I think, Harman Baweja
like
was
uncle,
really nice.
Like a scientist uncle concept.
Yeah.
They always look like
Albert Einstein.
Yeah, Albert Einstein.
And I think Harman Baweja is a really good actor.
Oh,
rumors were Priyanka Chopra and Harman Baweja were dating.
Yeah.
But then they broke up. They did two movies together, I guess. That one and What's Your Rashi?
Oh, I loved What's Your Rashi
That's a, like...
I think that was a flop too.
That was a flop too.
I love
Unfortunately,
that movie.
I was like, oh, let me see the Gemini traits, because I'm a Gemini.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's see the Gemini traits. But I watched that movie and I was like, oh, yeah.
I was trying
should
to be like,
been.
That's me. That's me.
That's me. But then it was like, yeah, it should have received a little bit of more recognition.
It was a good concept. It was.
So I guess both of those movies,
Another movie. This one is so expected that it was a flop. Race 3.
It's like Tube Light.
I haven't
watched Tube Light.
I have watched it, but I'm just over Salman Khan.
I don't know what happened to Salman Khan after Bajrangi Bhaijaan.
Yeah.
It's like, Munni ke chode gaye sara, but apne...
Apne pagla
hai. Hirai ke aai ke.
Like, in Tube Light, he's a Tube Light. Like,
yeah.
He's not even a Tube Light, he's just acting dumb. Tube Light is someone in Hindi.
Yeah.
I mean, in Fiji Hindi.
Yeah, it's
someone
like...
Someone that clicks late, like...
Yeah. It's like basically no offense to people who can't click straight away, but I mean hum log bhi kabhi kabhi like in general life we get a bit tube light.
Yeah.
I mean everyone does, but he's just like I think childlike behavior
that
portrayed in the movie that his brother was looking after him because he didn't understand the means of the world and
like
people took advantage of him, laughed at him.
Yeah, they could have turned it into something of a health situation type of story.
Oh, maybe they could have showed ki after his brother died he turned into a bit of more mature side, maybe or something clicked in him. Like everyone has that kind of, I mean if you actually talk about it, I mean we all have our life, like, you know.
Are you going deep now?
Yeah, I'm going deep now. Like, oh, at one part of your time you're like, oh, you're out with your friends, you don't care about anything, you're drinking, you're doing this. I mean it's normal in everyone's life. I mean some people do that, some people don't, but then it could have portrayed that something happens and it clicks and you're like, oh no, I gotta change.
Yeah,
you know, they could have showed that in the movie as well, you know, come from the basic life as well, not just on fairy tales, on just like fictional things. I know fictionals are good, but like just go a bit more deep. I mean that's me. Yeah,
but yeah, I agree, he was a bit too childish, like with his juta around his head.
Yeah, I think he pulled up weight as well in that movie.
Yeah
And then Sohail Khan.
The last movie in my list is Shandar. You didn't like it?
I mean, like, it's just like
it was too fairy tale.
I was like, what's happening? I think they did too much with the VFX and stuff, like too much of fairy lights
maybe.
And stuff, too much of bling bling things, you know.
Yeah
That was that, too much of sapna, like their dreams and stuff. There was
and
like
how they both
much.
Had insomnia,
yeah,
but then when they were together
they
were
could
able
sleep.
To sleep. It's like okay
you're
I don't know that
sleep.
Was a thing.
And
that's the Bollywood twist of the movie.
But I think what they portrayed, the good thing was there, the
I know
the weight of the bride.
Both of
us
were thinking that
because coming from being a chubby girl myself, I've always heard, oh, you're so chubby, oh, you should lose your weight, you know. Even her own family was not supporting her except for Alia Bhatt in the movie, and Shahid Kapoor, who took a stand for her, and they were marrying her off just for
money.
And the guy was moneyless himself. So I was like, oh, wait, what?
That's the funny part of the movie. Yes. Like, they're both thinking they're marrying each other for the money, but they're both broke.
The girl actually didn't want to marry. And I think the worst part was the Buriya Dadi.
Hey, I'm so glad. The funny thing was she died and then they had to, like...
And then she had
the
hand gun. I was like, thank God the Buriya Dadi died, because she was, like, forcing everyone and everything. Saying, oh, tu moti, and, like,
and
didn't appreciate Alia.
I think that's one of the things I like about those type of movies, because they handle a serious topic but with a comedy or light way instead of going real deep into it.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that Bollywood should focus more on now. Like, it's not about the starry days now. No, it's not.
Yeah, and like for example, another movie would be Chaka Chak. Atrangire.
Like,
the song.
Wait, when did this movie come out?
You know, I remember
I was like,
through
hi,
the song.
Chaka Chak.
I remember it through her song. Like, I imagine the green outfit with the pink blouse, and I'm like, chaka chaka. No, wait, that's Atrangi. Like how they handle mental illness, but through a comedy, like, light movie.
Funny thing, I haven't got the time to actually watch that movie.
You still haven't watched it?
Yes.
So did it just expose what the story is about?
Well, I have actually, like, seen this, you know how TikTok ruins everything these days.
So I have, well, I have my one movie. What? So the question is, what is one movie that you know flopped but is one of your favorites?
Oh, I think I have a few, but the one that tops my list... Mm. This is very filmy. This is very Bollywood me. This is very cringy of me, but that's Sanam Teri Kasam.
Isn't that the one that, Teri Khich Meri Photo?
Yes.
Oh, I really love that movie though. I really liked it because it didn't get the recognition it was.
It's my comfort movie. Mm. And the one thing that I liked was they portrayed the girl working in a library.
Mm.
She being interested in books, because I'm a bookworm myself.
Wow.
I'm a nerd. I can like finish 20 books in one day.
Oh my God. You have a lot of time.
Yeah. I mean, like when I had free time, so that was that. But I mean, if you give me like whole night, I'll be like just reading books if I don't have anything to do. That's how I spend my time, like reading. Oh, by the way.
Where is it on?
It's coming out. The sequel is coming out in September. I'm more than excited. Because it's going to show how he will actually have a life after the wife has passed away.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to introduce a new girl in it as well. I'm just like kind of scared.
Cause, yeah, yeah.
Like I really
they
need...
Should,
yeah.
They should... Good movies don't need sequels.
Because they said it took them 6 years to find a good plot line for Sanam Teri Kasam, the directors.
Well, that's good then. They actually like
6 years. Yeah. They were like, they don't want to ruin this movie for anyone. They were like, they did 6 years of research, storyline, everything to get this plot, but they can't bring, I mean...
They can't bring her back because she did.
I mean, they could have done, reincarnation. Then, but then it's too much. So I'm like, nah, I mean...
That would have just made the movie like, what?
But again... The audience will actually
watch it,
watch it and then make it flop.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll do that. Because they're so like, true. Oh, Varun Dhawan ke movie hai? Let's make it hit.
Yeah.
Even though it's like
it's
a flop.
Shitty ass movie.
Yeah, just like what they did for Tiger Shroff ke, what was that? Flying Judd.
Flying Judd?
Yeah. And then they can't.
Just because Remo D'Souza directed it.
Yeah, so that's that. I mean, it's a good movie, guys. Watch Sanam Teri Kasam.
My one was Dance by Chance. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. I've
the Shahid Kapoor one.
Mm.
Yeah. See that it's on Netflix now. In case even no one's watched it, I'm gonna go back and watch it. I see. This is the thing with me. If when it comes to dance, everyone's always like, "Oh my God, Tiger Shroff is the best. Oh my God, Hrithik Roshan is the best." Like, no offense, Hrithik Roshan is amazing.
Yeah, he is.
But I just don't get why Shahid Kapoor isn't in the equation.
Yeah.
When he started his career off as a dancer behind
as a background dancer
in
Dal.
And then, like, he didn't... I mean, I guess he may have used his dad's...
Name. Pankaj Kapoor,
to come in, but so did Hrithik Roshan.
Rakesh Roshan.
Yeah.
Laundry team, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then, Shahid Kapoor is equally as good, but they never say... They never bring him in the equation.
Yeah, true.
When he does movies about dance. I just don't get... As much as I love Janelia D'Souza, I don't get why she was in it to portray dance. As a choreographer.
I mean, they could have done...
They could have... I don't know, anyone that would match up to... I would have even been okay with Kareena Kapoor doing that role.
Yeah, but I think Rani would have suited the role more because she knows more, like, on the dance part, I think. She does more than Kareena actually did, I think.
Yeah,
Kareena did mostly of... You are my Sonia.
Basic models.
Basic and the... And then Dil Mera Muft Ka.
Yeah,
and
she
stuff.
Has good expressions.
Yeah, she has. But I think Rani would have suited more in
Dance
for Chance. Yeah, I think.
I think. I don't know what it was, but it was just a good movie to show an actual dancer about going through dance journey, like how he didn't have a job, he was struggling dancer and an actor trying to get into the business.
Yeah.
And then he ended up living in his car.
Yeah.
And he ended up. Becoming a dance teacher.
It showed the life of choreographers and dancers in India. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, over here it's like a bit okay in other places, but like
it's
in
accepted,
India, yeah, in India it's more harsh and more hard. I think if you look at Remo D'Souza's life story
journey,
as well, I think same goes for, like, I don't think I've heard anyone else's story apart from Remo D'Souza, who's like struggled so much, yeah, like, so much. But yeah, I mean, what was that another movie with Shahid Kapoor and Vidya Balan? Kismet Connection.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, it had the nearly same storyline, but in a very different concept. It was more about business, I think. Vidya Balan, eh? Vidya Balan.
It was about
Vidya Balan Kismet. Saving.
Kismet.
Yeah, his connection with Vidya Balan.
Yeah, yeah.
Her being lucky for him.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It was a weird concept, but I definitely dig it. It was
really, and also the songs. I mean.
Oh my god! The songs, the dancing, the outfit,
everything, and I think also coming to the flop lines, some of Imran Hashmi's movie have
flopped. See, I wasn't a fan of him until I watched Hamari Adhuri Kahani.
I cried.
Me too.
I cried. Like two boxes of tissues down.
Every says one dialogue, I cry. Says another dialogue, I cry.
I think he's mostly known for the famous Kissa guy.
Yeah,
but... Yeah, but he does more than that.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Him and KK, the song guy. You guys put them together. There's a blast happening. Another movie that should have received recognition was Mere Brother Ki Dulhan.
I love that movie.
Comfort movie. I think Imran Khan does good work.
Oh my god, he needs to come back.
And also Ali Zafar. His voice is actually nice. But his way of doing comedy is okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's good. He can't do serious roles.
Yeah, his face and his voice.
He's just gonna like look at him. If he's gonna like point a gun at me, I'm just gonna like crack up. Like, are you gonna shoot me now?
Be like, go ahead. I'll happily die in your arms.
But I think he has done good work as well. So I think
that movie was so good, and the combination was good as well. And like surprisingly, Katrina and Imran made a good pair.
Yeah, and it had like, you know, free vibes.
One of her greatest acting movies ever. I have a list of funny. It's very funny. A list of actors that amount of movies they've done and the amount of movies that are flops. The one that doesn't bug me, because I know it's true. It's Akshay Kumar.
Oh my god.
You know how he does so many movies? It's bound to have like a lot of it flopped. So like he's done 117 movies and 52 of them are flops.
I wonder which one of his
movies. I know Blue is flopped.
Oh, Blue was flopped. The song Chiggy Wiggy was like. Oh, that was the only good thing. I wanted Chiggy Wiggy with your boy.
And then Kylie Minogue was in it, Australian.
Yeah.
She's Australian.
Another thing, I think Akshay Kumar. Khiladi series was good, but then they ruined it with Khiladi.
The new ones.
Yeah, I was like
that one with Asin.
Khiladi 786.
Ha ha.
I was like, wait, was this Khiladi?
They should just left it.
They just ruined the whole
storyline
and everything, you know. And then another thing was that I think Akshay Kumar has done pretty good movies.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, he has, I think, not made enough good choices in the upcoming years.
Yeah, I think that's what the thing is. You know how he's known for doing so many movies
stunts
in a year
and stuff, you know,
movies in a year. Yeah. So then if he does like five movies, surely three of them or like two
I
of them
think
are
the most
flopped.
Disappointing thing was to know that Suryavanshi
was that a flop.
Kinda was not hit like Singham or Simba.
I agree.
I was like, why did they have to do Akshay Kumar like this?
Yeah. Did you like the movie though? Have you seen it?
I actually liked the plot line and stuff, but I think they dragged it a bit.
That, and I think it wasn't something new from Akshay. Because he's done Baby and what's the other one?
He's done
Holiday, I think, as well.
Holiday was really good.
Yeah. But the storyline was similar, how he's a cop.
But this time I think he was...
Yeah, but it's always about bombing. It's always about terrorism with him.
Yeah.
Like with the other two ones, I can't remember.
I think Holiday was really, really nice.
Yeah, Holiday was really good. But the thing is, it was the same as Suryavanshi. About terrorism. A Baby was the same
terrorism
story.
Yeah.
How they did the split up, which is... Unless that was Holiday. Either way, it was about terrorism and bombing, and it was nothing new. Whereas like Simba, it was about rape and all of that, and Singham was about
drugs.
drugs, yeah. Yeah,
and then extortion of money and stuff, you know?
So they could have done something else with this Suryavanshi one, especially if it's Akshay Kumar.
They have made a lot of movies on the ISI and...
Yeah.
You know, like, War.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
One of them was War, I think. Ekta Tiger has that franchise.
Yeah.
So I think I recently heard that they're making enough franchises.
Yep, Ekta Tiger has another one.
Yeah. So Ekta Tiger, War, and all of these come under one. Because it's all ISI spy games. And then I think Kiladi has its own franchise and stuff. And then you're like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. I think Khaki, Akshay Kumar ke Khaki.
That was a good one.
Yeah, with
I think that was also about bombing.
Yeah, that was also about bombing and stuff. So I think he has done some good movies and he has done his own fair share enough.
Another actor is Ajay Devgan. He's done 95 movies and 44 of them are flops.
I think the last one was which
That's
movie?
Almost 50% as well.
Yeah, but the last movie that Ajay Devgan did was that just like Bajirao Mastani. What was that?
Shivaji. Chhatrapati. But with they wanted Kajal in it.
They
did
a good comeback, but I didn't even watch that movie.
I didn't watch it
because I looked at the trailer. I was like, is it same as? Because Arjun Kapoor also did the same kind of movie.
Yes,
but I was like.
Manipat doesn't actually can't
Panipat?
Remember. Panipat?
Panipat Manipat. Manipat. Well, you got money on our mind.
Manipat. I got the putt right, okay?
We got money on our mind. It's hustle time. But I think Ajay Devgan did good movies back in his days.
I wonder what movie of his is for.
Golmaal was good series.
Oh my god, yeah.
Golmaal, but I think these days they're just like the last Golmaal that they came, one.
Yeah, but I think Golmaal is the same as Houseful now.
Yeah,
they need to stop. They keep doing another series.
The first Golmaal was a top notch blockbuster.
Oh my god, yeah, I think they need to start. This is what I want to see from Bollywood. They need to, when they do sequels, they need to continue the storyline.
Yeah.
Which I think is something that
they should
Rohit Shetty is doing with
it. But he does it in another way, like Ghumaaye Phiraaye Ke Baat Lekaaye.
But I need to watch a good movie that has proper connection between the next sequel.
Yeah.
Whereas in Golmaal, it's just the same names and characters repeated. But
they killed
Lakshman.
The first Lakshman, right?
Yeah, the Raju.
It's like, why did they kill Lakshman? They killed Paresh Rawal. Because every Golmaal, Ajay Devgan has a new wife.
Yeah, exactly. A new love interest. Like, but the name is still the same. Another one, Shah Rukh Khan has 62 movies, but 24 flops. Oh, Rawan is one flop movie of his.
Yeah, I think... which else movie was a flop one of his?
I actually don't know any, which is why this is surprising, because I thought all of his movies were hits.
Yeah. What was that? He did a dwarf role?
Are Zero.
That one. I could, like, see the way you spoke about it. It was like, Are Zero.
Yeah.
It was Zero.
I forgot about that movie.
That movie also, I think, the one...
He had a phase of doing flops, I guess.
Yeah, he had a phase of Rawan and Zero, and then it was a... some other movie, and then now he's making a comeback with Pathaan. That's gonna be like viral. Yeah.
Another one is Hrithik Roshan. This is surprising for me because I never realized this, but he's only done 24-ish movies. 24 movies. Like, when I look at it, I'm like, Hrithik Roshan's only done 24 movies? But then I think about it, he hasn't released a movie in a really long time.
In a long time.
And he does that. He leaves like gaps in the middle. Yeah. And he just started in 2000 something.
Yeah, probably Kahona Pyar Hai came out when I was a child, basically.
Yeah, I think 2010.
No.
I'm not sure.
No.
Are you gonna Google it?
Yeah, I'm gonna Google it.
So he's the same era as like Shahid Kapoor.
Yeah.
But for some reason,
because I think he's not 50.
He's 40 something.
Yeah, Kahona Pyar Hai came out in actually 2014 January. I was in my mother's womb at that time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's 2000s. And and Kuch Kuch Hota Hai came out 1998. So he's like from that era, but never mind.
And one of my comfort movies of his is like going back and watching Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara.
Oh my god, I love that movie. Love that it is so much.
Like, you actually look at that movie and you're like...
I wish my life was like that. Yeah. I don't think Mujhse Dosti Karogi was a hit.
Oh, that is also one of the good movies that I go back to and watch that full-on shadi vibes and everything. And then
Love
then,
Triangle.
Okay. Yeah. But then I was like, Kareena did a way too extra in that movie.
She was extra. But then again, she was extra in Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham.
Yeah, poo!
New generation, Ranbir Kapoor has done 17 movies. But 6 of them are flops. But his first movie, Sawariya, was a flop. So I don't know how he's so hit right now.
Yeah.
And then Ranveer Singh has done 12 movies, but 3 of them are flop. I can't name any.
Ladies vs. Ricky Bell was his first movie.
Maybe that...
Didn't...
No, was that a flop? No.
That didn't do much well.
His first movie was...
Ben Bajabarat.
Yeah,
Anushka. He was dating Anushka at that time. Oh my god.
Everyone's dating everyone. Quick ones. Last two. Tiger Shroff has done 8 movies. 2 of them are flop.
Flying Jet?
Oh yeah, true.
Student maybe of the Year.
Oh, I don't know if that was
2.
A flop. Huh, maybe that was. But he also had this Munna Michael or something. You haven't seen it? He was teaching dance to...
Oh yeah. It should be 3 then.
Nawazuddin Siddiqui. He was teaching, yeah. Or maybe, I don't know how updated this...
Nah, it should be 3 because Munna Michael was a flop.
That's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. And that's it.
Bye. We'll see you soon.
I hope you guys liked today's episode and you found this topic very interesting, because it was honestly interesting to me. Don't know why that list of flop actors and percentages didn't include any females. I honestly did not realize that after I did the recording. Maybe in the next episode I'll include it when we do another range of flop and hit movies. Or maybe we'll do like a hit movie that should have been a flop episode. Make sure to give me a follow on Wymondy Designs on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. If you want to show some extra support, become a Patreon member to be able to get access to some extra behind the scenes videos and... maybe a bonus episode when it comes out, like a blooper session. Also, use coupon code BOLLYTALK10 on WhyMoneyDesigns.com for New Zealand sales or ModernDesi.com for global and international shipping. Till next time, take care, Bolly nerds.